AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. California is getting slammed right now by its second major storm in days, and it's already proved deadly. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Sacramento County.
The damage has already begun across the Bay Area and Central Coast, and for at least one family overnight, heartbreak.
We had a fatality up there of a minor.
The town of Occidental's fire chief, Ron Lenardi, described the events following a tree falling on the mobile home of a family of three, killing a toddler.
A 19-year-old also died when she hydroplaned into a utility pole. Brian Koberger, who's accused of killing four Idaho University students, is back in Idaho and set to be in court soon to face murder charges. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Moscow.
Koberger is expected in court as early as this morning. We just don't have official word yet. Now, at his initial appearance, he'll hear the charges against him, but he won't have to enter a plea.
As many as 100,000 people attended Pope Benedict's funeral today at the Vatican. Bethany Bells with the BBC.
There was applause from the faithful who had gathered for the funeral. Pope Francis, who presided over the service, was brought out in a wheelchair. He prayed for the soul of his predecessor Benedict. The service was attended by clergy from around the world, cardinals in red vestments, nuns and monks in dark robes. The choir sang, "May angels lead you into paradise."
The Justice Department says the Postal Service can deliver abortion drugs. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Justice Department says mailing abortion drugs does not violate the Comstock Act. Following the Supreme Court's decision that overturned Roe v. Wade and the subsequent rulings in individual states curtailing abortion, many people have sought abortion drugs directly through the mail and sometimes from overseas.
Financial problems are increasing for a major retailer.
Owners of struggling Bed Bath & Beyond are warning the company may not be able to stay in business, even as they consider refinancing debt or filing for bankruptcy. The company says its dismal sales continued through the holiday shopping season. The retailer was started in 1971 and has some 55,000 workers in more than 950 stores.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula reporting. Shocking revelations now about a royal dust-up. The BBC's Johnny Diamond has details.
Harry says that Prince William came to his home in 2019 to talk about their personal and professional lives, but that an argument soon ensued. He says that William described Meghan as rude, difficult, and abrasive. He says that William lost his temper, that both men were soon shouting at each other, and that William grabbed at Harry's neck and knocked him to the floor.
Harry's book Spare is out Tuesday. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner with your headlines. Wisconsin is one of 20 states that hasn't raised the minimum wage above the federal level of $7.25 an hour. 50 Senate Republicans and 7 Senate Democrats voted against hiking the wage to $15 in 2021. Wisconsin has some of the greatest racial wealth disparities in the country, where 14% of children live in poverty. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard has proposed legislation to increase Wisconsin's minimum wage, saying that 1 in 3 Wisconsin workers would be helped by the increase. Use less salt on your driveway and sidewalks. Experts say waterways in Wisconsin are being contaminated with salt, and sodium levels are even rising in well water. Salt runoff from roads is leading to saltier water everywhere. Wisconsin's DNR says Lake Michigan has become 7.5 times saltier since the 1800s. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at W.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Can get it wrong and still think that it's all right.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, what's going on, man?
Thank you for taking my call, Earl, and you could not be more wrong. Where's the UN? Where's the, NATO?
What do you mean, where are
we're
they?
In this war.
What?
They aren't supporting it. We're financially supporting it.
Well, listen, man. NATO has, they're not America. They're not the wealthiest nations on earth. And they certainly don't have the armament or the financial wherewithal that we have. You can't expect
that's
France.
True. You know.
Okay. So then, what are you talking about? Where's NATO? They are there. They're doing what
they
can.
Well, we got Commander Cut and Run to thank for this. Remember when you denied that it was going to go? When you denied that it was going to go to a nuclear war threat? You're the one that stood up and called me a liar.
Hey, CJ. First off, when did I ever say it was never going to go to a nuclear? I never said that.
Yeah, you did. You fought me for months on this while Putin built up along the Ukraine border after the Afghanistan disaster. Commander Cut and Run cost 13 lives in Afghanistan. You praised this guy. You and Sandy called me the one that was, this is not true.
Let me say this to you, man, because again, you run off at the mouth about things.
I'm the truth detector. I call you out.
Well, you're the truth detector from the standpoint that you lie and say that Donald Trump somehow these things would not be happening under Donald Trump.
They didn't happen. They happened underneath this guy's watch.
Hey, CJ.
This guy's a disaster.
CJ, did you hear me tell you how long Russia and Ukraine have been going at it? Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You said that this happened under Joe Biden. Now you turn around
Happened under Barack Obama. He watched Syria. He drew a red line in Syria, and he did nothing. And that's when Putin moved on
so
him.
As I said to you,
this Biden is a liar and a disaster.
As I said to you, I think the other day, because you can't seem to discern.
You can't seem to look at the facts.
Because you
want to bring Donald Trump into this.
Because you claim that Donald Trump had some kind of magic that was going to prevent Russia.
They believed him. They believed that he would do what he said he was going to do.
What did he say he was going to do?
He listened to his military advisors and stayed in Afghanistan with 2,500. I'm not talking about Afghanistan, man.
Try to focus on
what we're talking
about. No, of course you're
not, that's what brought us here.
No, listen.
That's what brought us
here. That is not what brought us here.
Yes, it is. The weakness of this president in Afghanistan. He didn't listen to his military advisors, Earl. He wanted to go to zero, and he didn't.
Let me say this to you.
This president didn't listen to General Milley.
Donald Trump clearly stated that he was pulling the troops out of Afghanistan. Do you remember that?
No, he didn't.
Do you remember that?
He had a deadline, but it was conditional.
What are you talking about?
And he listened to his military advisors. You keep glossing over that. Why don't you respond that he listened to his military advisors, Earl?
Donald Trump.
He listened to them. Biden threw him under the bus.
Let me say this to you, man. Because the military advisors that were there for Donald Trump were the same military advisors that were there for
President Barack Obama. Listen, man, shut up for a second.
The same military advisors have been there under Donald Trump, under Joe Biden, and under Barack Obama. They're not new. And so the same military advisors, because guess what? We were in Afghanistan under all three of those presidents.
Biden didn't listen to him, though, Earl.
Well, listen.
He didn't listen to him.
You mean like you're not listening to what I'm saying? Hold on a second, man.
Facts are facts.
Listen, man, stop talking about facts because you don't have any facts. You have your opinion, and that's what it is. Who's on line three? Who's that? Okay. Hey, Jake, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. Hey, you know, this CJ guy, I don't know what CJ stands for. I guess conservative jerk. You know, as far as Joe Biden goes, wasn't Joe Biden the vice president when Barack Obama killed Osama bin Laden? Yeah, 10 years after 9/11, because George W. Bush and Dick Cheney couldn't get the job done. They went to Afghanistan for what exactly? Because, you know, the Taliban didn't do 9/11, in case you forgot. Dude, was Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's from Saudi Arabia. You know, the same people who just gave $2 billion to Jared Kushner, you know, for getting nuclear secrets from Donald Trump, from our government, all right? So, you know, I've had it with these conservatives who have no knowledge of history, not even recent history, since 9/11. The war in Afghanistan was a disaster, lasted 20 years, and killed thousands of American soldiers. For what? Nothing changed. Well, you guys thought you were going to turn Afghanistan into the 51st state? You're insane, Republicans. You're out of your mind. You want to go back to Afghanistan? Let's go back to Vietnam. Let's send everybody back to war in Vietnam while we're at it.
Jake, CJ can't help it, and he only knows things that he calls facts. CJ is delusional, and you know when you point out the fact that, as you stated, 20 years there, and somehow Biden cutting and running. We were there for 20 years, right?
We didn't accomplish anything
during the time we were there, and so. If CJ had it his way, we'd still be in Afghanistan.
We did accomplish one thing. Earl, we accomplished one thing. We made Halliburton a whole hell of a lot of money. We made Dick Cheney very rich.
That clearly it was at the root of it. The same thing with Iraq. And so, you know, you fail. CJ and the people like CJ fail to understand who got us into that. It was a Republican named George Bush who was told by his father not to go there.
Yeah. Where was George Bush on 9/11?
Hold on, Jake. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, what do you say, man? You know, it's hard to deal with CJ.
All I've got to say is one, CJ is crazy. I mean, he's even crazier than normal crazy. Number one, how long did he want us to stay in Afghanistan? And Jake is absolutely correct. Look at the history. You know, the reason why George is George W. Bush is because it stands for war criminal. George War Criminal Bush. These guys, I'm surprised CJ hasn't yelled Benghazi, Benghazi, or her emails again. I mean, these guys are just absolutely, I don't know.
To somehow say that Vladimir Putin would not have made the move that he made in Ukraine because Donald Trump was this, you know, ironclad.
Yeah, that's insanity.
I know.
Because, first off, Vladimir Putin and the oligarchs over there are Trump's bankers.
On Donald Trump, right.
Yeah.
They're on Donald Trump.
So, I mean, this is just
schizophrenic.
Like I said, some of the stuff that CJ is saying is actually something that you kind of agree with CJ on, and he's still saying that you're a liar.
Well, you know,
he's like, what?
I'm saying is, you know, they're at this point with this war that even the Joint Chiefs of Staff and others are saying, listen, this thing is getting to be too dangerous, and we've got to figure out an off-ramp because we don't want to see, you know,
Let's be honest, the reason we have war is because we have the military-industrial complex. That's why we have war, profit-making.
CJ, you want to respond to Tom quickly?
I'll give you the facts.
No, not your facts. Nobody wants to hear your facts.
General Milley and General McKenzie sat in front of the Judiciary Committee and said that we gave advice to Joe Biden and he didn't take it. Look it up. It's on
he doesn't
CNN's
have to take advice as far
That's
as what? Advice
as
CJ. CJ. Advice as far as what?
Keeping 2,500 that I'm keeping it stable, keeping fiber American
space
instead
CJ,
of giving it to
if
China.
You think, if
China's
you,
got
if you are,
now.
If you are so delusional, if you are so delusional that you thought 2,500 troops being left in Afghanistan was somehow going to prevent the Taliban from moving
on General Milley's statement, not mine.
Well,
General Milley.
I don't care if it was General Washington's statement.
General Milley. What a brilliant statement by you, Earl.
You don't
care about General Milley.
Listen, it doesn't matter because 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs level off around 32. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 31. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, ignorance. And that clearly is what CJ shows. Because if he thinks that what is happening and what is taking place in Ukraine with Russia is because Joe Biden is a coward, you know, he reminds me of those 20 Congress people right now who are saying maybe we need Donald Trump to be the speaker, that they just can't discern what is really happening, what is really taking place. He can't discern it. And so I know that's the case because I've had enough conversations with him. He says the exact same thing over and over and over, and he can't even get to his mind to work to understand the impact of what is taking place here. And if he thinks that it's that simple, that all of this is happening because Joe Biden is the president, it's a waste of my time to even continue to have a discussion with him. And let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning, Ron. How are you? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy New Year.
You too.
I don't like commenting on other people and their comments, but, you know, CJ, it seems to me, is built out of the same cloth that the 20, the 20 always Trumpers in the House right now are who are trying to prevent.
We got a lot of noise in the background, man. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm driving, but.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
I'm sorry. I was just saying that I think CJ is from the same mold as the MAGA Republicans in the House that are trying to prevent anything from happening, and the similarity is that they know what they know, and they know it's the truth, and that's the end of the. There are no arguments or debates. They know what's right because they're ideologues, and they collect little tidbits of facts. And bring them out of their head whenever they have an issue, or read them off a sheet whenever they want to take issue with anybody. But they don't put together a whole fabric, a whole story, and as a result, you can't do business with them. You can't deal with them. Even the other Republicans cannot deal with these people in the House, and you, as a host, can't deal with a guy who just says the same thing over and over again, and who could actually say the reality is politics is hard, democracy is hard, and international affairs are very hard because there are many different sides to this. Many different countries are involved. Nobody wants to go to war. I have a lot of misgivings about the Ukraine war, but I have to say that on balance, I feel like Biden really didn't have a choice. He demonstrated he is the leader of the Western democracies because Europe was a little nervous about this, and he led them forward, and they bought in pretty fast when they saw that the U.S. was going to make a big commitment, which is the way it was in the Cold War. Now, you may not like the Cold War. You may not like the Ukraine war, but the fact is they're happening, and terrible things are happening there. And he said, well, we can't let this go further across borders into Moldova and all these other countries. It will be, it'll be World War II all over again. Only this time we'll have nuclear weapons.
Ron, I understand why we're there. Okay, I understand why Joe Biden gave the weapons. Okay, I do. He had no other choice. But to hear the ignorance that you hear from people who say the only reason Russia invaded Ukraine is because Joe Biden is weak, is just ridiculous.
It's just the opposite. They thought he was weak. These Republicans thought he was weak. And, I mean, even yesterday, Newt Gingrich said, hey, you guys that are holding up the House Speaker vote and preventing anything from happening in the House— and you're dumping on Biden all the time. What you fail to accept is that Biden turned out to be a pretty strong president who's gotten a lot done in spite of you. You know, and I mean, that's the truth. And they can't they just double down when they hear that. You know, and when a guy like Newt Gingrich is telling you this is how it really is, any reasonable person on that side of the aisle would stop and listen.
I just saw a photo of Mitch McConnell shaking hands and hobnobbing with Joe Biden and thanking him for, you know, the infrastructure bill that helped, you know, the state where Mitch McConnell is from and the resources that came in and that are making a difference and adding those financially to his state. And Mitch McConnell, who is a guy who didn't exactly love Joe Biden, now all of a sudden is, you know, giving him platitudes. But a guy like CJ couldn't see that. He could never understand that because he's not programmed to think outside of, you know, what he's, you know, somebody's planted a device in his brain. And all he can do is recite the exact same thing.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on this.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate you. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. People in parts of Northern California are being warned to evacuate as a bomb cyclone clobbers the state with record rain and near hurricane force winds. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen's tracking it.
There will be a risk to lives and property, and it's at a high to possibly even extreme danger along the immediate California coastline and also across the Sierra. It goes on up into the lower portions of Oregon.
In just a few hours, Republicans could vote again for House Speaker. CBS's Robert
Costa.
Democrats for now and probably for this entire process are going to hold the line. Sources close to Hakeem Jeffries, the new Democratic leader, say they're not going to offer a hand here because it's not their obligation to solve the Republicans' problem.
And a final goodbye for former Pope Benedict, whose body was buried today at the Vatican. Tens of thousands of people gathered for his funeral nearly a week after his death at 95. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Gasoline prices in Wisconsin are going back up. AAA says the statewide average went up 9 cents yesterday to $3.11 a gallon for regular. That's 20 cents higher than it was a week ago. AAA blames temporary refinery shutdowns in late December due to bad weather. Demand for fuel is also on the rise. People in Wisconsin have a little more time to sound off about the state's wolf management plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is extending the public comment period through the end of February. The DNR says Wisconsin's wolf management strategy hasn't been updated since 2017. Wardens say Wisconsin's wolf population has changed since then. In sports, the Bucks just barely beat Toronto last night, 104-101. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to line one. Who do we have on line one, Connor? Who do we have on line one?
Jack from Merrimack.
Hey, Jack. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I say if Biden were actually weak on defense, he would have vetoed the defense appropriations bill that runs over $800 billion this year, which is more money than the next 10 nations combined spend on so-called defense. At a minimum, he would have vetoed it and said, I'm vetoing this because you're throwing in an additional $45 billion, which, by the way, would have been enough to finance Bernie Sanders' College for All program. You throw in an extra $45 billion the Pentagon didn't even ask for. You know, I would have supported him in that because I think it's absolutely outrageous what we spend on so-called defense against what? We aren't defending ourselves against anything. Now, supporting an ally, that's another matter. But certainly Biden is not...
weak on defense.
Waffling on... Yeah. He's, when you're spending almost $1 trillion on military appropriations,
you know,
that's
what,
not being weak.
Anybody who knows the M.O. of Joe Biden for all of those decades that he was in office, he was always a supporter of the military. Anybody who knows that's who he was. And he was even considered to be hawkish at you know, you know what I mean, Jack? It's just the truth. And so it does not matter what CJ says, because he's uninformed, as always. And so he can spout what he claims to be the truth. It's only the truth as far as he knows. And it's only the truth in his mind. You know, doesn't make it the truth, actually.
As another commentator on this station says, you're not woke if you don't know history.
Yeah. you know, it's the truth.
And he definitely doesn't know history.
You know, the other part of this, Jack, is that we're at a point in time where this war, and this is what we're talking about right now, is either going to move into a higher level, or what is being talked about right now is ending it before it gets to a point where, you know, it leads to World War III. It clearly is the closest we've been to World War III.
In quite some time.
Yes. It has the capabilities of dragging these other nations into it. And so, you know, whether or not the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who are now speaking up because they see it, and they're saying we've got to bring an end to this, that is absolutely correct. And there's got to be some peace. And even in World War II, in World War I, when there was massive damage done to those nations and they were leveled, they came to the peace, they came to the table, right?
Yeah, eventually, yes.
Yeah, they had to. And so this is the point of where they are now. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. I really appreciate it. Tom, are you there? Okay. I don't even know if I want to continue the conversation anymore, because you know, there's no point in arguing with somebody who clearly does not know what the hell they're talking about, and CJ does not know what the hell he's talking about. So I'm going to move on from this discussion. Now I want to talk about this one. I want to talk about the fact that there are now conversations about whether or not sports is worth it, and whether or not we should have children involved in various sports, contact sports like hockey, like soccer, like football, contact sports. And I guess you could put, I don't know, can you put wrestling in there? But there's a conversation being had right now on whether or not these sports are too dangerous and maybe we need to start ending them. And I think it's absolutely as crazy a thought as CJ saying that Joe Biden is the reason that Ukraine invaded. I mean, that Russia invaded Ukraine. To even have a conversation about whether or not these sports programs should continue is crazy. You know, so then there should be no contact. Karate, if you think football is a dangerous sport, what do you call mixed martial arts? What do you call boxing? What do you call any of those kinds of sports? And to say that because of this situation that took place over this past Monday, that it means that all of these things should be brought to an end, I think is a crazy thought. I think it's a crazy thought. And for all the reasons that sports impacts lives, and any of us who participated in sports and had our children participate in sports or watch sports over the decades, we know the impact that that has. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I agree with you 100%. I think it's crazy that there's a conversation about this. I mean, there are so many different sports that would be eliminated that the kids would not have an opportunity. I'll give you an example. My nephew, he's actually going to be on the soccer team in Michigan State next year. And he loves soccer. And, you know, listen, things happen. I mean, unfortunately, the accidents are going to happen. Are we going to get rid of race car driving?
Oh, yeah. I forgot race car driving.
Right. I mean, they have the, the Pfizer form. They have the, with the monster trucks. Things can happen. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a risk whatever you do. I mean, swimming. People drown swimming. It happens. And unfortunately, I feel terrible for that young man from, the Buffalo Bills. But the reality is that, unfortunately, it could happen to anybody.
Hey,
who knows?
Dave,
we're all made a little differently. Yeah.
People go hunting, right, during deer hunting season.
Yeah.
And maybe one person gets killed and loses their life. Do they then say we got to end all deer hunting?
No.
So what are people talking about, man?
I don't know. I think there's this idea that whatever we do, we can just protect ourselves from everything, and you can't. I mean, you really can't. I mean, you got to live your life. You have to live your life. I mean, I'm not going to live in fear. If I were to, play a little football in the backyard or whatever, and I get knocked on my keister, I realize that something could happen, but I'm not going to think about that I'm going to die.
But, Dave, when you look at all of the people who play football, and for fun, organized football in high school, middle school, as I ran a youth football program for 20 years, from 6 years old to 14 years old, many programs like that all over the country, all over the world, the high school players, the middle school players, all the colleges, all of the pros, all of the decades that these things have happened, and then one incident, right?
Right.
I mean, you got to put it in perspective.
It's beyond insane. And, I think it's a shame that that's even being thrown around, talked about. But at the end of the day, can we make things a little safer for the players? Sure, of course you can.
They've been working on that.
Is there 100%? No, you're never going to get 100% because it's a contact sport. That's the overall point of what I'm making here, is that, do the best we can, and unfortunately, there are situations where, something like this happens. It's very extremely rare, it's like flying an airplane. I almost died in an airplane back in 1988. We got hit by a lightning bolt, and it was 2 weeks after Lockerbie, Scotland incident, where the plane got blown up. And I still fly.
I mean, it's still, I mean, are there accidents? Yeah. I mean, anything could happen, but, you know, I'm not going to, you know, say, okay, you know what, if it's my time, it's my time. That's the other thing. It's, you know, we can't predict what's going to do what to what individual, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
You know, Dave, the airplane thing is a perfect, you know, situation.
The safest form of travel, and there's still accidents.
Well, yes. Yes. But the ninnies who want to now in sports, hey, what the hell are they talking about, man? You know, again, this gentleman, and what happened was a what's the word I'm looking for, Dave?
Fluke
is fine. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you don't end all of that. You know, sports is a bigger, it's really interconnected with the life, with our lives.
Oh, yeah.
People being engaged in
sports and food, that's what brings people together. I mean, that's one of the things that you could always have a discussion or a disagreement, but you know what? At the end of the day, that's what brings people together, and having sports is a very good thing to have from the simple standpoint, especially for young people, to learn to work out with, you know, different people and trying to figure out, what do we do here? How do we game plan?
Hey,
there's a lot of good things with it.
Hey, Dave.
The positives totally outweigh the negatives.
Hey, Dave, help me. How are things going to end up with the speaker's spot with the Republicans?
I think they're not going to want to stay over the weekend, so I think they'll have a deal tomorrow. That's what I think is going to happen.
You do. You think McCarthy's going to get the position?
If he makes the concessions, keep in mind what you're seeing here is, people that want to leapfrog in certain committee positions and things like that, and I'm sure
but he's making those concessions already.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's messy. At the end of the day, you know, we've had this before in our history, you know, in the 1850s before we went to the Civil War.
Yeah, but David.
The Washington Post the other day. It took two months to get a speaker. And so we've always had, I personally feel it's good that we're just not rubber stamping, to be honest with you. Hey, you know what? McCartney, you know, he was measuring the curtains. What the heck? You got to have that vote first.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs level off around 32. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 31. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me talk about this. You know, between 2005 and 2013, in California prisons, over 850 women were sterilized. And without their consent. And they have now taken this to court. And they have won in court. Sterilization survivors who won reparations. They've won this battle. And yet, they haven't received compensation. The battle they're facing now is how they're going to get their money. You know, if you won it in court, then the courts should make sure that you are compensated. Hillary Westfall never agreed to be sterilized. She arrived at California's Valley State Prison for women already diagnosed with endometriosis, a painful condition in which tissue similar to that which lines the uterus grows outside the uterus. In 2008, the prison sole gynecologist James Heinrich scheduled her for laparoscopic surgery at an outside hospital to have those tissues removed, or that's what she thought. And that's what she was told. Instead, she told the nation Westfall woke up, cut from hip to hip. Hospital staff told her that the excess tissue had been removed. After returning to prison, Westfall began sweating profusely and continually. Without an undershirt, sweat would run down her back, leaving a wet line on her shirt. Her incision was regularly infected, and she repeatedly had to see Heinrich for treatment. 6 years after the procedure, after being transferred to Central California Women's Facility, she asked about birth control to stop the constant sweating. The doctor told her that she had been given a hysterectomy because of a supposed history of cancer. Later, another prison doctor reviewed her records and said there was no indication of a history of cancer. So this happened to over 800 women in the California state prisons, and they wound up going to court, won, compensation. Westfall received a letter stating she was approved for compensation in September. And so what she won was $15,000. $15,000 for being sterilized without her consent. Young woman. And that's the best they could do is $15,000. The check arrived at the prison. Officials held it for over 60 days. After the funds cleared, she sent the bulk to her mother, who has taken care of both Westfall and Westfall's son throughout incarceration. Still, she says that no amount of money will make up for what was done. We didn't go into the advocacy for the money, she reiterated. We wanted people to know what the prison was doing. You were under California's forced or involuntary sterilization compensation program. The state has allocated $4.5 million, or approximately $25,000 each, to be split evenly among people who have been sterilized while confined in the state institutions between 1909 and 1979, or while in prison after 1979. Survivors must apply before December 31st, 2023. If they are denied, they can submit another application. The program has an additional $2 million for administration and outreach, which includes identifying, locating, and informing survivors, some of whom may not be aware that they had been sterilized. Finally, the program earmarks another $1 million as a reminder of the state's not-so-distant history of eugenics. The California Victims Compensation Board is administering the program, while state agencies will decide on the placement of the memorial markers and plaques. I don't understand our country. When you've done something as egregious as that, and reparations is only $4.5 million for all of those people going back from 1909, they have been sterilizing women in these prisons. And that's the best that we could do in the way of compensation. It goes back to what I was saying earlier in the show about our nation and where it is, and the fact that if you look real hard, it's one of the reasons why people don't like wokeism. It's one of the reasons why people don't like critical race theory, because they just want to wipe away the history of what has happened in this country. And so whoever decided to do what they did to those women in those prison settings, you know, to give them $25,000 is an insult. $25,000, a mere pittance. Well, they were criminals. They didn't have any business being in there, you'll hear people say. Doesn't have anything to do with what transpired and why our nation, which should be ashamed of itself for having done that to people who didn't ask for it. Look, I got to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.